Transportation stakeholders. Main stakeholders involved in transportation decisions include the consignor, shipper, the consignee, receiver, carriers and agents, the government, and the consumer. Policies formed around these participants are often complex and, as such, tend to result in conflict between consignors, consignees, and carriers. Depending on the Incoterm's registered trademark use, the payee could be the consignor or shipper, the consignee, receiver, or the consumer. The government could be a payee for government projects. Shipper, consignor. The shipper or consignor is the party who contracts with a carrier to transport goods. The consignor, the sender of a shipment in a contract of transport. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary wants to have its freight moved as quickly as possible without damage or loss. This process could be performed by a company-owned fleet or by a for-hire carrier. The consignor, shipper, and the consignee, recipient, have a common interest, which is a completed sale or purchase transaction. Successful transactions require moving goods at the lowest cost and in the fastest time for the given mode, from origin to destination. Issues related to transportation can include pickup and delivery time, transit time, loss and damage, invoicing, and accurate, timely exchange of information. Recipient, consignee. The consignee is the receiver of a shipment of freight. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Like the consignor, the consignee wants transportation that is low cost, reliable, and capable of delivery in the shortest time possible. Sold to party. The sold to party, also called the notified party, is the party who will own the title to the goods once the transaction is completed. The consignee and the sold to party may be the same party or they might differ, such as if an agent or distribution center will receive the goods. On the bill of lading, if the consignee is not the sold to party, it will list the consignee as the ship to party, and the bill will need to include the details of the sold to party. Carriers and agents. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines carrier and agent as follows. Carrier. A company that provides air, sea, or land transportation services. Agent. One who acts on behalf of another, the principal, in dealing with a third party. Examples include a sales agent and a purchasing agent. Carriers are responsible for moving the goods. Carriers want to receive the highest rate possible for services and keep their labor, fuel, and vehicle costs as low as possible. Some carrier agents purchase transportation services from primary carriers that they sell to their customers. In the water modality, these agents are called non-vessel operating common carriers, NVOCCs. Other agents facilitate carrier and shipper matching, the government. Governments have a vested interest in successful transportation because of the critical importance of reliable service to economic and social well-being. Stable and efficient transportation environments support economic growth and require that carriers provide essential services at reasonable cost. Transportation directly impacts economic success, so governments traditionally were involved in oversight of carrier operating areas and pricing. Even in a generally deregulated transportation environment, transportation professionals need to be mindful of local, regional, and national government regulations. Governments also promote carrier development by doing research and providing infrastructure such as roadways, seaports, and airports. The public, consumers, and organizations indirectly creates transportation demand by purchasing goods. In general, the public expects and depends on accessible transportation, affordable rates, security, and safety. While consumers desire minimized transportation costs, those desires are balanced by concerns over social issues, including environmental impact and safety. Avoiding disasters such as oil spills and pressure to address air pollution and climate change are significant factors in the transportation industry.